Welcome to China Money Podcast. I'm your host, Nina Xiang. Today, we have a special program, a sponsored podcast for Tianpay, a Hong Kong-based fintech company that is creating a global mobile wallet clearance and settlement system. Tianpay's founder and CEO, William Tian, spoke to China Money Network about why he started the company and what he wants to make the company to be in the future. Here is our conversation. This is a sponsored podcast, and I hope you enjoy it. Hi, William.
Hi.
Tianpay is such a unique product. How did you initially come up with the idea to start a company like this?
It actually started more than 20 over years, been traveling around the world, doing projects overseas, and always had the problem of being paid or being adapting to the local environment. Been traveling more than over 30 over countries in the world. So all this experience and the day where we need to coordinate, I found that I should have something that is universal, that I wouldn't have a problem of waiting maybe about 2 weeks before I can get the money, or even in Russia, wait for 1 month before I can get my money.
So Tianpay is going to solve all those headaches for international travelers like yourself.
Yes, I think basically, not actually travelers, actually even locally, and whether it's going to be somebody visiting the country or even the local itself, able to actually react to other visitors that are coming overseas, because you're coming from everywhere in the world. You never know what currency, what color or what race of people coming in. So when they come in, they always have problems. So like for instance, I could be bringing certain currency, like Singapore currency, into Africa. They never see Singapore dollars before. Or maybe renminbi, because now renminbi is very easy, Africa they know. So it has what we call exchange in such a way that everybody has interoperative, what we call our interoperative, that everybody can use.
So give us maybe two or three different occasions where Tianpay will be such a unique product that there's no other alternatives for people to use, to make payments or to do currency conversions, etc.
Tianpay itself, based on actual real events that I actually personally actually experienced, like I've been to Africa. I have ATM card. I still have some money inside. Went to an ATM machine. There's no power in the ATM. That of course you don't draw money. Or you go on the Sunday market where all the money is being drawn. So it's as good as having a plastic card without any money. So you're actually very desperate because I know my money have card, but I can't use it. And then there's also, of course, there's also a scenario where I need it desperately because of an emergency, or maybe I just lost my wallet or my card and I need to travel. Nobody believes you in that country. So how are you able to travel to the... So we actually have integrated in telecommunication payment, because this is how we actually relate to my real life, that being overseas, whether it's going to be in African countries, or going to be in a small island, or even be as far as Philippines or Indonesia. We have gone through all this before.
Oh, 你可以看我?
Yes.
如果看地面的话，那个眼睛就会，对，你可以看我，或者说看其他的这种同方向的，对，但是眼睛可以睁开一点。We do that. So what do you think sets Tianpay different from other type of mobile wallets?
I believe one thing that maybe everybody has been looking at wallet, and I think the development wallet has been extra. I mean, it's fantastic, because everybody knows their local environment. Every country is doing their wallet. But what you have is they don't have interoperative. That means what happened is, do I have a wallet that I can use in China? Do I have a wallet that I can use in Africa? Do I have a wallet that I can use in US? Of course, because of the regulatory requirement in each country. As the technology now has come into, like whether it's going to have this blockchain, wherever they have this interpayment like Bitcoin, it all now able to actually cross that border very clearly. The most important thing that has clear is when you come to have a range of this payment, it's almost instantaneous. It's no more that you had to wait for 3 days for the bank clearance, or you're going to have to go to the bank, remit the money, and then wait for something. This technology age is already has what they call passed. The new age is instant payment. Everything has to be instantaneous and reliably and fast. And I can receive the money not because instantaneously, but also if I need help, somebody can help me immediately. Even if I can help, if I have somebody who can help, I can call 20 friends. Each one gave me a $10. I got $200 overnight. But everybody has to do something. That means my wallet, all you have to do is just download each one $10. I get $200. I solve my problem. That means everybody, like crowdfunding help in this way.
I see. Then how were you able to provide this transaction services cross borders?
Actually, I should rather say I've been traveling around the world. I have very good friends, and also in my previous life, most of them I'm actually doing a financial, whether it's going to public listing products and also investment trading. So first of all, I already have a very well versed in some local banking transaction and requirement. So that means mixing all this knowledge we have, this platform TianPay is built. And TianPay is not built today. It's not because we have a very famous wallet that comes out today. We started our wallet back in 1996 when we actually, nobody has thought of wallet, but we have done it. I was very lucky in a team of founders back in Australia. Mm-hmm. So that's how I actually look at it. It's fantastic.
1996, that's before even smartphones.
Yes, at that time, we actually hard coding the wallet. So when you have a wallet, I should tell you a joke, is that we have to hack the phone because no company will give you the phone with the source code. So once you have the phone, we show them what's the wallet and show to the company, this is how you're going to have a wallet. Very hard because nobody's sharing because everybody, the phone went on the phone, everybody wants to keep it for themselves. They worry that you copy and you go, at that time we're using Nokia and Palm back in 1996.
Oh my goodness, wow. So, you okay, Ma?
Okay.
So, like you said, companies and both companies and individuals can use TianPay. But who are the most, your target audience for this product?
Currently, I think the best thing I like about this is that the digital age. So you never get away from games. So actually, those who grown up with games actually are my target. So we are talking about the 90s and 00s, some 80s. But anything out of 80s, it's not that I don't like them. I like them, but it's still for them to adapt something very easily. For the 90s and 00s, the age group itself, everybody will be willing to come in and they already understand digital because they've been, I believe, in that virtual environment. So that is one of my great targets. And also, as you know, globally now we have so many refugees and everything. So refugees, they could be a doctor, could be a scientist, could even be a lawyer. But once they actually go to another country, they have a lot of problem because they may need help. Even sometimes, I mean, this actual scenario happened where I was part of a group that we actually donated money, but we cannot get to him. So we actually even tried PayPal some of the companies. So we managed to find a way to remit the money in such a way, pull out the money to buy a ticket for that person to actually fly up there. So we found that, everybody, that when you have these refugees is also one of them. But refugees are also normal people because of the political issue. But once they set up in that country or the new country or new home, they actually are normal people itself. So I think by that client or the target client, I'm able to actually look at the future. If I can help them in the worst situation, I think TianPay will actually go very long.
So the company's mobile app?
Yes.
Is going to be launched soon?
Yes, the company's mobile app is going to launch soon. So what happened is that we actually have a live transaction coming this 26th of July over in Shenzhen. But the actual app that is going to be released to the market is close towards the end of August because we still have to go through the compliance requirement. Currently, the app itself, well, of course, Apple itself, where the iOS takes time for review, especially financial instruments. But the rest of them, we have license in each country, so we cover the base regulatory requirement, but when you come to transaction and all this, we need to get all this infrastructure right for them. And
So that's for the next month or so, but then for the longer future, what kind of key milestones do you have for the company to achieve?
I'm actually looking TianPay as something more as a settlement and clearance of wallet. So why I call it a settlement clearance wallet, I believe everybody have Visa, Master, or the bank-to-bank, we have SWIFT codes. Even SWIFT now actually, like a blockchain, they're actually going into a fast mode because they know that if they are using traditional banking structure, the fastest way now, they by going to blockchain, they actually going to do cyber currency and coding almost instantaneous payment on that. So based on what we have now, we're looking at, as you know, every country has its own wallet, its own regulatory. So our strength is actually concentrate on clearance and settlement of wallet. So once you have the clearance and settlement of wallet, you can have any wallet in the world. But on our side here, we know that we meet all the local compliance and easier.
What kind of countries have you achieved compliance in?
So far, I got compliance in Australia. Singapore, we have, because we are in a test mode. We are actually under SPO sort of a pre. In UK, we actually have money changer license, which is actually an e-money license. So we actually in the process of upgrading it through the next 3 months through a project we actually plan. Of course, in Australia, we also have our own target credit unions that we actually will be putting into as an e-bank. Because I think the next, actually TianPay itself is actually works on each country's set up the last mile, it's always a digital bank. So when you have a digital bank, the settlement and clearance is where we actually look at working. And currently the clearance settlement, we actually work with the Chinese People's Bank to get that as our renminbi settlement and clearance.
Wow, so users, once they can download and use TianPay, they will be able to make transactions in all these different currencies,
yes,
across country borders,
yes,
and in very fast speed.
Yes,
like
but
said.
Of course, I wouldn't say globally is my dream. For the, my target is actually 35 countries in 5 years. Basically, now we have set up in 8 countries, from Australia, Singapore, Hong Kong, Cambodia partnership, we have signed up a partnership in Cambodia, a Russian partner, Indian partner, we're just coming in, and then we have also UK, our own company in UK, and our US company. So basically what I have did is that I plan the demographic of this, almost like all the key countries, almost like APEC, but most coverage. But each country has its own regulatory requirement. So over the last 4.5 years, we actually went through a lot of regulatory, and I'm telling you, it's very tough because it's not something that's done overnight. So if I tell you that my wallet is going to work in all countries in the world, it's
but
my
35
dream.
Countries in
it's
the...
It's my target. No, actually we're actually in. So what happened is, I did a bit of smart on that, is that we go for channel partners, because some countries,
yes,
itself already have their own setup. Countries like Russian partner, we're looking at finalizing it. It's a wallet one. We already have 23 countries. By targeting UK, we have 27 European countries, because you can still got passporting of the country. So we still have certain key element, or rather the trust system already set up in each country. So once this has been done, it actually makes us very easy to cover 35 countries in 5 years. I know it is a very ambitious move, but what we have done is we always go and make sure locally all the compliance have been taken care of. Then wherever that transaction goes up, we actually also look at local wallets. So by partnering on them on the wallets, we actually don't have to start everything from zero. We actually move into the atmosphere. But what is our difference from their wallet? We do clearance and settlement. What do you mean by clearance settlement? I can set up PayPal payment even in a place where they don't have payment structure. I can set the credit union, China Union Pay, even at countries that they may not even have. Like, it'd be surprising, like Italy, big countries like this, they have a few hundred banks. but only less than 20 banks actually able to use China UnionPay.
So you were saying in Italy, like you, without UnionPay, you can do transactions in Italy, and
so you only can use Visa and Master. So so as you know, Chinese cards, most of them use China UnionPay. Yes, they have Visa and Master, but not everybody travels overseas. So these are one of those things that we have faced, because I used to bring Chinese over because I have a company in Italy.
Yeah.
So I have faced that great difficulties even to, but they can shop,
right,
but they cannot get cash.
Yeah. So, but you also partner with China's biggest third-party payment companies, Alipay, and also WeChat Pay.
I would say is that I'm only using them as my channel partner. Because what
channel
I'm going to say, because what we have done is we hybrid it. I'll just say very clearly, your Visa payment will never go to MasterCard. Your WeChat payment never goes to Alipay, because everybody is on their own. But what I'm doing is that I set up the structure in such a way, it's called hybrid. So everybody comes to a payment. But I'm not taking the full market. I'm taking one sector of the market that currently is quite open. The reason we're quite open is everybody is playing each own market. But nobody is actually concentrating on interoperative. That's how my
yes.
name campaign.
Mm-hmm.
Transaction, interoperative, enterprise, and network. Then whatever you do at the end of the day is payment.
Well, so now let's talk about the fun part. TianPay is actually going to make a movie on the topic of wallet.
I'm telling you, this is actually the greatest thing. If I'm telling people we are a fintech company and you produce a movie, I mean, people say shit in my head. We say, my greatness. I mean, you should do what you do best. But actually, it came up from a very, very move. I know a movie director here in Beijing called Che Ye. I know him for about 3-4 years. Then I actually gave him a call one night, and in the middle of the night, about 1 o'clock, I was asking him, if I were to produce a commercial for me to use in China, Chinese TV to promote TianPay, he said it's going to cost me probably $1 million+ RMB. And then, but the broadcast will cost me close to about 10 million to 20 million RMB. So then what is the other alternative? He said, China, that was about 2 years ago, and then they said, China, now these online movies are coming up. And then as we go on the online movie, we find out something very, very interesting. The online movie itself, everybody is actually now watching their movies on their phone. I have seen 4 person in the room and have a TV on that. The grandmother is actually watching the TV. Everybody is actually watching their phone.
Yes.
So what happened is that suddenly the whole world, where the Netflix in US, even on the phone now, they are downloaded on their TV and on their phone. And then there's a lot of big targets. Like, for instance, I meet Indian friends in Singapore and also in Saudi. They are working, but they would like to catch their own movies. Everybody is downloaded because if they use their what they call bandwidth, it's very expensive. So they will use Wi-Fi to watch a movie. So all of a sudden, this digital market is actually very big. And also talking to some of these digital content distributor, they actually lack of content because everybody needs content to be attracted to. So suddenly this wallet came into the picture. Then I was thinking, since I want to sell a TianPay with the technology, the backdrop, I can't tell anybody how good it is. But in a movie, I can dream.
Yes.
I can do all the fantastic things. I can have robbery, I can have that. But all I'm trying to do is, I want to show that there, TianPay can fix this problem. And then there's also one part why I film it in China.
Mm-hmm.
You know, China have this red packet, or they call red packet, lucky money revolution,
right,
about 4.5 years. When we talked about this in China, everybody knows. But we are talking to a lot of Western countries, what is lucky money? They don't understand. So I'm making this movie in such a way that I can also distribute this culture. Like, for instance,
to introduce the Chinese culture, including the red
red. Yes, what happened, I tell you, that the most interesting part is here. When actually they started was actually in China, one of the Chinese year 4.5 years ago. Everybody was actually shaking their phone and getting money. When this grandmother only get 20 to 30 RMB, she has nothing. But when she got 200-300 RMB, she was saying, hey, how am I going to get this money? So that trust of bringing that money down to the bank was the most important part of the psychological move. So everybody trusts the system now that the digital money works. That's why actually the wallet actually started, like I said, in 96. I was trying to convince a lot of people to use, but who will use? Because nobody will trust me to use it. But the Chinese has something very fantastic, okay? Why they have this red packet? When they are born, they give red packets. When they have their first full moon, they get red packets. When they have a birthday, they get red packets. And then when they, somebody pass away, they also give, not red packet, they call white gold.
Yes.
Okay, but the Westerners, when I have my friends here, I got them set up with WeChat or even some of the local wallets. When they have the money, they don't want the money. They just donate or they rest it on their. But I even have friends have 800 renminbi in their wallet. Just imagine how much of this Westerners' money is sitting on the table, nobody taking, because they don't know what to do with it. And because more than 200 renminbi, you need actually to go to the bank by law to actually have bind to your debit card or bank card. So why I do it? I'm coming here as a visitor. I just want to use it. I want to have fun. So what happened when he leave the country? This money sits in your account for the rest of your life or forgotten.
Mm.
So now what I say is this educational part is very important that we're going to bring. And so the market now developed with the recent 2-3 years on this cryptocurrency, then it's different. The law has changes in cryptocurrency, it becomes a commodity. So as a commodity, tax-wise, everything becomes a very good environment. Even Australia, when 1st of July, no double taxation. Why? Because now, when I buy something, I don't have double taxation. It's something that I can classify as a commodity. And then, like, if you buy a gold, it's a commodity. So if you sell it, the profit you gain, of course, you pay the tax.
Right.
So this is where I look at how this whole thing.
Right, so people will be able to learn about Tianpei's unique services and offerings it can bring to consumers. But also the movie itself is actually quite exciting, right? You have a lot of exciting, fascinating episodes. Tell us a little bit more about the movie.
I can't tell the
whole
movie.
Of course, you can tell us the whole story.
I will say that the movie actually had... It's actually designed for the 80s, 90s, and 00s, and then it's a love and comedy. And we actually, the movie contains about more than 40% of what we call our body languages rather than speaking. Because the way we do, like is that when you have this type of a movie, because it's going to be used globally, so suddenly everybody wants to understand this. So this is how this movie was. And although this is one of my second or third movie that I have co-produce, and this is one thing what we actually like.
Okay, so lastly, okay, ma? Okay, lastly, just one more question.
Okay.
Okay, so lastly, you have been an entrepreneur for a long time, and you had an exciting career. Just share some of your career highlights with us. What was the most exciting and high points of your career, and what was the lowest?
I think the best part was when I got my first IT project in Australia back in 1999. Prior to this, I mean, I'll say that back in China, I actually was involved in 92, 93 in the radio paging system when China were having the first regime. Then after flow up, then we have those what we call VIP calls that we go around. So I actually grow and live in this era of digital age. Then when I actually came back to 99-2000, I was given an opportunity for an IT age and I went with a public company. And never in my life got a company set up with less than $800,000 to a $40 million company in 18 months. That is an IT boom, but never happened again.
That happened during the internet.
Then boom.
Yes.
But of course, I did enjoy it because I find that I'm one of the first Asian to list in Australia. So I'm very proud because I'm from Asia. It's not because I'm trying to say I'm different, but all I'm saying is I come from Singapore and I have one thing now I can demonstrate that I actually... I prove myself.
Company,
I can prove myself that I even survive in Australia.
Right.
And now the best part I can do is I'm going to make sure Tianpei even start from Hong Kong and China. I'm going to go around the world and say, look, this is my third, fourth time in getting things done, and globally, I think I'm gonna create a new dream. I will call it TMPA dream that we're gonna do.
Well, thank you so much, William, for your time.
Very good. Thank you very much.